Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Tuesday, June 6, 2017. With me today, Brian Chaffin. How's it going, Brian?
Brain dead. WWDC.
Huh. Yeah, how about that? Yeah. Jeff Butts, how are
thanks
you?
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's great to have you here.
I'm not even in California, but I'm still brain dead from WWDC. But I'm excited to be here.
I totally get it. I'm excited to be here as well. I'm also excited that our WWDC sponsors include GigSky, MacSales, Readl, SaneBox, and iMazing. And I'll tell you a little bit about GigSky in a few minutes. But first, we should hit some interesting topics. And Jeff, you've had a chance to play with iOS 11 a little bit, and I wanted to get your first impressions and find out what you're liking. So fill me in.
It's an early beta, so it's not polished yet, but I'm digging it. I love the new control center, and One thing that I think people are really going to like is the fact that it used to be on the iPhone, you could start your music playing right from the lock screen if you didn't already have it playing. Mm-hmm. Apple took that away from us, but now they're giving it back.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Now, you installed this on an iPhone. You don't have an iPad to put it on, right?
I do not have an iPad. I installed it on an iPhone 7 Plus, which is almost an iPad.
It's almost an iPad, but there are features in iOS 11 that are iPad specific, and we're going to be talking about the iPhone, essentially, right. the iPhone and, specific.
And honestly, some of the features that are iPad specific, or that seemed like they were going to be iPad specific from the keynote, I've already found out, at least so far, they are not iPad specific.
Oh, like what?
Ooh. Like files.
Files, right? The Files app was presented during the keynote, during the iPad specific part of the keynote, right?
Right, right. And it led me to believe that they weren't going to put that on the iPhone.
Yeah, it seemed like that was very specifically an iPad thing, and I was really shocked when you said that you found the app. Now, what we don't know is if the app is going to remain available.
Yeah, to iPhone I've been trying not to think about that. I mean, it has happened in the past. We get an early beta, features are there, and then they go away. I'm hoping that's not going to be the case, and it really shouldn't be, in my not-so-humble opinion, because while drag-and-drop may be something that is best done on the larger screen real estate of the iPad, there's no good reason not to have access to Dropbox, OneDrive, Google Drive, those other cloud storage facilities on the mm-hmm. iPhone. There's no good reason not to have it.
I'm going to play straight man for just a second, because I'm sure there's a couple people out there that aren't up to speed on all the announcements from yesterday. Hey, Jeff, you said files. What's that?
That is a new app for iOS 11 that allows you to have more direct control over your files native to iOS 11. Right now, in the early beta, it only gives you access to iCloud Drive and specific apps. But going forward, it's supposed to also integrate with Dropbox and other cloud storage devices or cloud storage services.
What about the files that I have saved on my iPhone from other apps or in other apps?
It's hit or miss right now. I have a boatload of apps on my iPhone 7 Plus, including all of Microsoft's Office apps. Those don't appear. But strangely enough, my Markdown editing app, Byword, does show up in the Files app.
Okay, well, so let's actually take a step up a little bit.
Yep.
That says to me, because I was unclear on this, that says to me that Files is in fact intended to give us access to both cloud storage stored
yes
files as yep. well as the files that are on our iPhone, regardless of the app that they're in.
Absolutely. And if I remember correctly, I did include a screenshot, or maybe I didn't, of the Files app in my article yesterday, my 30 minutes with iOS 11. When you open up the Files app, there's a locations header, and under it, it says iCloud Drive on my iPhone and recently deleted. And right now, those are the only things that are there, and there's no way to add more to them.
But again, this is the very first developer
right
preview. This is not even the first public beta. We're in early days here, so the fact that some of this stuff doesn't work yet is in zero way any kind of cause for concern.
Right. Yeah, it's not even surprising.
Right. I mean. Right. And I don't want people thinking that we're like bagging on this or anything like
no,
that.
No. I love it so far.
Awesome.
I haven't found anybody to use it yet, but I love that it's there.
Now, here's the question. So a lot of people over the years, from the very beginning, from the original iPhone, have yeah. wanted access to the file system. As a matter of yes. fact, a lot of Android fans say that one reason why they like Android, not a lot of some Android fans say that the reason why they like Android is because they have access to the file system. Of course, that's also part of why Android is a completely insecure piece of mess.
Right.
And my question is this, because it's not full access to the file system by any stretch. It's only access to files, and it gives us a way of dragging and dropping. Gives yep. us a way of manipulating files from within a sort of browser environment. My question is this what we really need when it comes to access to our files, or is this a poor man's compromise between security and access to the file system?
It's a good first step.
Interesting.
But it's probably a last step.
You know, based on what I saw yesterday in the keynote. And of course, I haven't had a chance to play with this yet. This seems to me like what we need for iOS. I mean, we don't need to root around in the system directories.
No.
What we need is to see the documents we're working with. We need to be able to organize them into folders in whatever way works for our own workflows.
Right.
And we need to be able to see the files that we have stored locally as well as on various cloud services.
Right. And understand that this is a huge shift in philosophy for Apple. Apple in the past has been almost obstinate about not giving us an easy way to manage our files.
Well, okay. But I gotta defend Apple here. And this was kind of my point earlier. The reason why Apple has not given us access to the file system is entirely for security.
Yeah.
And it is a big part of why there are untold numbers of malware for Android. And there is almost no malware that's not a Trojan.
Right.
That can be or a malware that can be that can infect an iPhone that's been jailbroken.
Yeah, I get that.
And
I think that you're coming into this from the wrong angle, because there's a big difference between giving people easier access to the system and giving people a way to organize documents.
Right? Well, that's what I mean, though. I think this is the right compromise.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Then I'm with you.
Absolutely. And when I say I think it's a first step, I don't mean that I think they're going to open up the whole file system and give us access to the root drive. What I mean is that I think more is going to come. And I mean, they've already said as much in the keynote that they're going to add more cloud services to it. And what I like is that, let's say I decide I want to switch my Markdown editor from ByWord to Ulysses. With this files integration, I can copy easily all of my Markdown documents from my ByWord folder into my Ulysses folder once it's done and polished and working the way it should.
Right. And then if you're working with files from multiple applications that are part of the same project, now you can make a folder and put all of those files in one place.
Yeah, possibly. And to be fair, there are some proprietary aspects of the way some apps are going to handle files that may not translate to other apps.
Well, it's not about letting that translate to other apps. It's about having an organization system where the content that's part of a single project is grouped together.
No, not yet. But there's not any way to create a folder within the Files app. You can only work with existing folders.
Yeah, but it sounded, based on the keynote demonstration, that it's going to come.
I take that back. In iCloud Drive, you can create folders within the Files app.
Oh, all right.
You cannot create folders on your iPhone, though.
Okay.
That capability is not there.
Well, like we've pointed out, this is a very early beta, and yeah, there's things that just aren't there yet. So that's a feature that we may very well see by the time iOS 11 officially ships this fall.
And the important takeaways that Apple has given us is this is a marked increase in usability for a lot of people. Not everybody. Not everybody needed or wanted this. But for those who do, for those who are more interested in using, in particular, iPad or even an iPhone for content creation, for more productivity stuff, this is an important step forward, and it's a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, imagine if Friday night, when I wrote that article in the middle of the night, only on my iPhone, if I'd been able to have all of the files for that article all in one folder, that would have been a lot easier for me, a lot more. My productivity would have gone through the roof if I could have done that.
Sure.
That would have been very cool.
People doing things like making, you know, PowerPoint or keynote presentations.
Yep.
You know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Have all of your images in one place that you can easily get to them. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about the files feature in iOS 11.
So am I.
I'm going to interrupt us for a minute because I want to talk about our sponsor for today, which is GigSky. And GigSky, what they do is they handle your mobile data needs for your devices around the world. So, like, let's say you are traveling from the United States to Europe and you need to have a SIM card for your iPhone so that you can have data without insane charges, then GigSky is the company that can make that happen. And so they have these plans, like for $50, you get 5 gigabytes of data that you can use. And then they also have like a 1 day plan. Like, if you know you just need some data on a single day, so you can get like a 300 megabyte plan. And they've got this system where they can get at the wireless networks for cell carriers all over the world. And I think it's fantastic that they've set this up so that all you have to do is get the SIM for the country you're going to be in, and away you go. And now you have wireless data at reasonable prices, not the insane rates that you would pay from your cell service provider for international roaming. And it's easy to use. It's just pop in a SIM card, pretty much, and away you go. So you can check them out. If you head over to their website, it's gigsky.com, GigSky.com, and check it out, gigsky.com. So thank you to GigSky for being our sponsor today. And so, Jeff, let's hop back to iOS 11. Yep. And are there any other standout features that you want to share?
Yes. This is another one that it looked like it was going to be iPad only, but I was very happy almost immediately to find out that it was on the iPhone too. Markdown. I'm almost ready to get rid of Sketch. And for those of you who don't know what Sketch is a way that you can take a screenshot or any other image and annotate that image. Now, with Markdown, you're limited right now. It only works right after you've taken a screenshot.
Is it Markdown or Markup? What are they calling it?
Oh, you know what? They're calling it Markup.
Okay, I can remember.
Sorry, I'm so used to talking about Markdown that I said the wrong word. It's Markup. It allows you to mark up an image.
We have a special tool, Jeff. It's all been erased now. No one knows.
Okay. When you take a screenshot, yeah, but he hates editing. When you take a screenshot in iOS 11, that screenshot, a little thumbnail of it, shows up in the bottom left corner of your screen. You tap on it, and you can draw on it. You can write text on it. You can do arrows. You can do circles. You can do selections. All the stuff that I used to do solely in Sketch, mm-hmm. I can now do native to the iPhone. And this is still in the early stages. Right now, it's limited to only right after you take that screenshot. But I fully expect that that Apple is going to provide us with a share sheet extension that will allow us to send a photo or PDF or any other document to the markup app and allow us to mark it up. Basically, Apple is killing the indie developer market in a lot of areas with just this one update to iOS.
Or maybe they're creating new opportunities for those indie developers to find other innovative features that build on top of what Apple's doing.
Right.
I'm trying to think positive here.
Yeah, that's a good thing. And honestly, it's great to see because Sketch has been all but abandoned. Evernote has not done anything with Sketch since January. They've said they're not going to add any new features to the app. So I'm glad to see it come native to iOS. It's something that I rely upon on an almost daily basis, the ability to mark up an image quickly and easily.
Yeah, it's something I do all the time too.
Yeah, and it's not just for those of us that are bloggers and journalists, business people, sales presenters, even doctors often need to be able to mark up an image. And now they can without a third-party app.
All right, that's very cool. And as far as you can tell, let me ask in a different way. Have you tried marking up a document or screenshot and then sending it off to someone else yet?
No, but I've saved it to my photo library and then emailed it to myself.
Okay, that counts. That's the same thing.
Yeah.
It looked exactly as you expected?
Yep.
Awesome. Yep. All right.
And you're going to see more of that later today when I play around with it more.
I'm looking forward to that. And we're almost out of time. So is there anything else from iOS 11 that you want to point out real quick before we wrap up?
Yes. One last thing. HomeKit, the Home app, is now available from the Control Center.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's very nice.
There's a little icon of a house. You tap on it. It goes right into the Home app, and you can turn off your smart home devices or turn them on.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That makes me very happy. Cool. All right. So all we did was just barely scratch the surface of iOS 11 today. So be sure and check back on the website. On our homepage, macobserver.com, to see what else we've discovered and what we're going to be showing you how to use. And Jeff, I'm so glad that you took one for the team and installed this on your iPhone like immediately so that we could start digging around.
Yeah, I threw caution to the wind 5 minutes after the keynote was over.
That's pretty awesome. And I say that because your iPhone is still working. So that's pretty awesome. Yeah. All right. Well, we are out of time, so we're going to have to wrap up. Brian, thanks for being here today.
Hey, thanks for having us, man. Good stuff. Good. Lots of things going on.
Oh, yes. And Jeff, thank you for being here as well.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you to Gig Sky for being today's sponsor for the show. And thank you to Gig Sky, Max Sales, Riedel, Samebox, and iMazing for being our sponsors all week long for our Worldwide Developer Conference content. And listeners, I'm so glad that you were here. Thanks for listening. We will see everyone again tomorrow.